Hi there. The word for you today is, don't play the fool. In 1 Samuel 26 verse 21, we read the words, I have played the fool. You know, your obituary says a lot about you. And King Saul's last words were these, I have played the fool. Israel's first king. He was destined for greatness, until he decided to do things his own way instead of God's way. When the Philistines attacked Israel, for example, he tried to rally his troops, who were immobilized by fear because of the size of the Philistine army. Now, he knew that he should wait for the prophet Samuel to come and offer a burnt sacrifice as required by the law, and that would give them victory. But Samuel was slow getting there, so Saul said, I'll just do it myself. Under the circumstances, God won't mind. And you know what? That one act of disobedience ended his career. He died a suicide on the battlefield, a life filled with promise ended in disgrace. You play the fool by doing three things. Let me tell you what they are. Number one, by disregarding God in little things, small stuff. Saul's fall didn't happen overnight. Mm-mm. Little sins morph into big ones. And thinking, it's no big deal, Saul took matters into his own hands. Listen to what he said, 1 Samuel 13, verse 12. I felt compelled to offer the burnt offering myself. Note the words, I felt. Please hear this. It can feel so right, yet be so wrong. So only trust your feelings when they line up with God's word. Number two, you play the fool by trying to justify your behavior. Saul rationalized. Listen to these words. I saw my men scattering. And Samuel, you didn't arrive when you said. And the Philistines are getting ready for battle. My friend, stop rationalizing and instead repent and then decide to obey God. Nothing will work in your life till you do. And number three, you play the fool by letting resentment control you. Though he had the makings of a great leader, when David started to gain popularity, Saul's resentment ended up destroying him. You know, most people learn from their own mistakes, but wise people learn from the mistakes of others. So learn from Saul. Don't play the fool.